RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, Western New York golfers in Southern Ontario. This is PGA professional Jeff Minas on the Tee to Green radio show. I'm with first time hosting. How am I doing? I'm with Steve Barkowski this morning because Brian Koziel and Kevin Sylvester are on assignment. We're going to have Kevin Sylvester join us at 7:30 from the Memorial. Tell us what's going on down there after Tiger's nice run of 5-under yesterday. And this week, we're going to take over the airwaves and talk a lot about the Western New York PGA. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce the executive director of the Western New York PGA, Mr. Stephen Barkowski. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you. I'm not Brian Koziel or Kevin Sylvester. I never can be, but I'm excited to be here and happy to fill in today. And for those on Twitter that tweeted about the Atlanta Falcons quarterback, no, that's not me.
No, yeah, you're a little bit younger than him, yeah. But you're a Polish rifle also. So, but yeah, they let me alone in the studio one time to run the show, and I mess up the intro. But Steve, tell us about your day yesterday. So we're here talking about what it's like to be a golf professional this week and work in the golf industry. And tell us a little bit about what happened with you yesterday. I know you started your day down in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. It was an early wake up, about 5 a.m. We were in Lawrence Park down in Erie about 6:30. First tee time was 8:30. We had our second pro-am of the year. Mm-hmm. We had 35 PGA professionals competing at Lawrence Park Golf Club for a pro-am competition and professional division. That lasted, tee times went till about 2:20. Mm-hmm. Chris Zumpano, actually, from Oak Hill, won for his third straight year in that event. Pretty impressive. Course was playing tough. Rough was healthy. I actually had to leave the event a little bit early because I headed to Gananda Middle School, where we had
East of Rochester.
Just under 3-hour drive. Yeah. Got there about 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and we had a fun after-school program with some of the kids over there in the middle school, teaching them about the game of golf, and we used this, what is called snag equipment.
Mm-hmm. Starting new at golf. Some of my favorite stuff in golf.
Plastic iron, some tennis balls, mm-hmm. and my favorite part was it's a sticky suit that you put on, mm-hmm. and it's got targets on you. We had one of the kids put it on, and the you know what happened
from
there.
Yeah, you get the fire shots at them.
Yeah. So it was a lot.
Those kids usually end up goalies, I think, right? Yeah. The kids that put the sticky suits on. Yeah.
He said, he volunteered his time, which I really didn't understand. But it was a great day yesterday, going from a professional tournament to the other side of what we do in the business and growing the game of golf.
Yeah, that we've talked about that a lot on the radio show, that starting new at golf stuff. We use it a lot. We use it for junior pro. A lot of clubs will use it for junior programs. It's just a great way to get people introduced into golf. I know myself this week, I had a program. I had 12 ladies in one program called Get Golf Ready. You're familiar with that program, right?
Yes.
First time a lot of them have ever touched a golf club, and it went great. We had a ton of fun, and that's what we're fortunate to do as PGA professionals. You get into this business because you're passionate about golf and you love the game. You don't get in because you want to clean clubs. You
correct.
Know? You get in because that's the stuff you like to do, and it's been a lot of fun. Now, also, we have a pretty nice honor. One of our members is being inducted into the West New York Sports Hall of Fame. Do I have that correct?
Yes. The Greater Niagara Buffalo Hall of Fame. Lonnie Nielsen, he worked as the head PGA professional at Craigburn Golf Club for many years, and then had a long stint on the PGA Tour, won many actually PGA Tour events and Champions Tour events, and in the local area, I think he won, I want to say about 10 section championships, yeah. New York State Open.
Give or take five or six. Yeah.
Great player, and he played yesterday at Lawrence Park, wonderful individual, and he comes in this year in the 2018 class, which is headlined by Joe Macy, so congratulations,
baby
Lonnie.
Joe.
That's a huge honor.
Yeah, and he's been a good guy and a great ambassador for golf in Western New York forever and ever. Played the tour. How many wins on the senior tour for Lonnie? Two? Did he win twice on the senior tour?
It was a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. And just when you think of Craigburn Golf Club, you think of obviously Frankie LaForce, but you also and Tim Faulkner, but you think of Lonnie, and when you think of West New York golf, he's certainly at the top of the list. Now, we also have we had a good time Thursday for a little while until we got the rain. One of the other cool things we get to do is the Hope program. Tell us a little bit about the Hope program.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. We tried to get the Hope program in Thursday night at Fox Valley, and everything was great. Sun shining about 6 o'clock, I think. Program runs from 6 to 7:30 each week, and comes 6:15. It just
opened up.
But that was the second week. We got the first week in, and yeah, the Hope program, which is helping our Patriots everywhere. It's a partnership that our PGA and our PGA Foundation team up with the VA hospitals, one in Buffalo, one in Canandaigua, and one in Erie. And it introduces veterans to the sport of golf, instruction, playing opportunities, and social events. And it really uses this activity as progress in rehab, helping them to assimilate back into society. We have lesson plans for each class each week, but a lot of the time, as you know, because you're there every week, it just turns into we're talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes golf, sometimes not golf. They just love being out and seeing their buddies, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of connections there, a lot of shared experiences. I think we have three ex-Marines on the staff helping teach. We had a young assistant professional who just got out of the Marine Corps on Memorial Day and was in Hawaii as of Monday and was there Thursday as a golf professional, now not a Marine, helping teach the program. The assistant from Fox Valley, his name escapes me right now. But
Christopher Schenck.
Christopher Schenck, yeah, tough golf
great
name.
Last
yeah,
name.
I'm sure he's never heard that joke before, yeah. But that was really cool, and it's something that's really, really fun to do. And that goes on. I mean, so what's fortunate for you is everywhere you go, everybody's always happy because they're always playing golf, right? No one's ever.
Exactly. I'm very fortunate to have the job I have. I just get to go around and see the work that PGA professionals are doing and the smiles that they're bringing to kids' faces, veterans' faces, their members' faces. Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, and we've coming up soon, we got the Duster Challenge over at Fox Valley. You were there last year for that. By the way, if you want to sign up for the Duster Challenge, DusterChallenge.com. The event's Friday, August 3rd, Fox Valley, Lancaster Country Club. That's another function, as seems to, at all golf functions do, is raising money for charity. It's a great putting contest. Actually, your dad, by the way, was in the playoff last year.
He was.
Yeah, your dad's a tall man who putts very, very, very well. And it's a ton of fun. We had a bunch of fun watching that last year. There's a bunch of music, and kids were running around. We're sponsored by Michelob Ultra, and so people were enjoying that responsibly. Tell us a little bit about that with the Duster Challenge. What were your impressions when you saw the Duster Challenge for the first time? I know you're probably a little skeptical.
Yeah, Kevin Sylvester approached me, I think, last year about it, my first year back here, and thought it was a funny idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to think about, but the night of, it was just a blast. I couldn't believe it. Not only people were taking it serious, too, but everyone was having a good time, and the course that was set up was a lot of fun. The one hole was a little...
Yeah, Kevin likes that hole. He thinks that makes or breaks. Yeah, you can make it a 1 or you can make an 11 if you just keep missing that one.
Yeah, it's just a fun night. It's something, you know, out of the ordinary in golf. We look for fun activities for families to get involved in, and I would encourage you to just sign up and see what it's all about. I think we finished under the lights probably about 10 p.m. in the final, and people were cheering him on, enjoying the Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the most important thing is it was for charity, and a lot of what we do in golf and the PGA Tour and PGA of America and the local section is give back to our local community. We're so fortunate to do that. I spoke about the Lawrence Park Pro-Am that we were in yesterday, and the PGA professionals and our section are involved in about a dozen pro-ams throughout each year, and last year in 2017, our pro-ams through our PGA professionals raised just under $300,000 for local charities through the community. So yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, not bad for a few golf pros in khaki pants and blue blazers hanging around. Pretty good year for us. Now that raises money for the Reach Foundation, which is another thing I'm active with. And can you explain? You know, I don't know if we have a foundation. I'll let you explain it, but it does do some good in our Western New York area. Give us a little history of the Reach Foundation and what it's done lately.
Yeah, the Reach Foundation, which Jeff is actually a member of our board of trustees on, it's our charitable arm of our section, and it's really the vehicle for us to really give back to the community, really support our mission of what we're trying to do is growing the game. And we basically have three founding pillars for our PGA Reach Foundation, one being youth, the other being military, and the one being diversity in golf. So everything that we do relates around those founding pillars. Like I said, last night we were out in Gananda with Snag Golf, teaching kids in school. So one of our programs is golf in schools, another being PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere, and another one that we've done, Michael O'Connor and the Cockle Club. Michael O'Connor is the president of our foundation. They put over $500,000 into J.C. Martin, where I think you...
We did a show last year. Super cool.
Yeah, it rebuilt a 9-hole golf course next to the zoo in Erie.
There's an ice rink there too.
Yeah,
yes.
That needed a little work, and the what they did to the course is unbelievable. And now the access that it brings to kids across the community is amazing. And the foundation is one of my favorite parts of my job to be a part of. Like you said, to see the smiles on the kids, and we're working on some pretty cool projects coming up. For the foundation, and you know, I encourage anyone listen if you're interested in helping our mission and you know, creating awareness for our foundation. I'd love to hear from you. One of the things we're going to be doing this year, we're calling it the 98-day 100-hole marathon. You know,
that's a lot of words.
PGA professionals around this area, we always talk about golf season here really is Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's about 98 days in between that. And what we're doing is if PGA professionals and three amateurs can team up any day between those 98 days and play 100 holes at their course and raise money for the charity.
100 holes throughout the summer?
Nope. One day, 100 holes, one day, any format you want. You could raise funds through family and friends. Half of it will go to your local charity, and the other half will go to our PGA Reach Foundation supporting the community. So if you're up for it to play 100 holes around in one day, I'll be doing it. And Jeff, you'll be doing it.
Yep.
I encourage you to take the try.
I saw one of our Reach board members, Jamie Miller. He did something very similar at Wanaka. I'm not quite sure what he did. He played 100 holes walking, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Jamie Miller.
Jamie?
Jamie Miller, nope. Another board of trustee on our foundation. Yeah, he played 100 holes at Wanaka yesterday for Roswell Park, and they walk. And rumor
at Wanaka, we're at Glen Oak. It's flatter.
Right.
Wanaka is not super hilly, but there are some hills there. After 6 hours of walking, that some of those hills are getting big. Sorry.
I texted him actually yesterday late asking how sore he was. Haven't gotten a response yet, so I hope he's okay. Rumor was he did it last year, too, and he was about 20 under par for 100 holes. So.
Oh, I believe it. He's a good player, yeah. And it's funny how, you know, I mean, you play golf. When you're just playing, sometimes, you know, you go out in these practice rounds before a tournament, you're buzzing around playing as fast as you can, just hitting shots, just reacting to your target. You play great. It's when you slow down and you start thinking about it and this and that. We're going to cover that later on our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week with pre-shot routine and pace of play and how it can make you better. But yeah, so as we sit here and talk to you, I mean, I could actually ask you questions. It seems like all morning about all the different tentacles that the Western New York PGA has going on. Junior PGA Junior Tour. Now, Tell me, I mean, that's something we're also very proud of. How many kids are on our junior tour right now?
Jeff, I wish when I was younger the Western Europe PGA Junior Tour was around.
You'd be on TV right now. You'd be playing with Tiger.
Yeah. The opportunity it gives to kids of all ages and all skill levels is incredible. It's a tour that was set up probably, I think, late 90s by our PGA professionals, mm-hmm. Run by our staff now in the office. And we're about a third of the way through the season here, and we have 35 events for the kids throughout the summer, mm-hmm. Buffalo, Rochester area, and some of the best courses around. We have 242 kids signed up right now, I think.
That's a lot of kids.
And they can sign up for different, there's different levels of membership, but you mm-hmm. can play 10 events or 5 events throughout the summer. You gain points for a championship, and the final championship is going to be at Niagara Frontier this year. But most importantly, when I used to work for the section as the junior golf director from 2011, and some of the friendships that I saw, and now the kids I see today, they're in college or older, the friendships they've created through the Western Europe PGA Tour is really cool to see.
And I know as a college coach, I was always checking out who was the best player, and then you find out who the best kids are too. Like, you know, there's so many good kids. We talked with, it was a super exciting interview with the district champion last year,
Ben Spitz.
Ben Spitz. Yep. It was a neat conversation. You could hear the excitement in his voice for his golf and his golf team. He played on our junior tour. All these kids that the best players in the section are always have played on that junior tour. It used to be interclub. The interclub matches between the private clubs used to be the way kids would get experience playing. Now you don't have to be a member of a club. You don't have to be at a private club or anything like that. You can join our tour, play anywhere you want, and get some tournament experience, make a bunch of buddies, travel around, play some of the coolest clubs in Western New York. I know it's a little late in the season maybe to get in. No,
there's still some time. There's still availability. Absolutely. You know, we have room for about 260 probably to fill in. So we still have, like I said, we're only a third of our season down. We head to Lakeview Country Club today in Erie for the junior tour. I think that's the 12th of the end of the year. So we still have a good amount. So if you're interested and you want to sign up, let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Western New York PGA, WNYPGA.com, right?
Correct. Yes.
Right. Yeah, we did get that. Also, all right. So other than that, what have we got going on in Western New York golf? Well, coming up soon, we have the Porter Cup qualifier on Monday, June 25th up at Niagara Falls Country Club. The top 10 entries will make the Porter Cup. So if you're interested in that, go to www.portercup.com. I believe you have to be about a 3.0 index or lower, verifiable, to attempt to qualify. Another really cool event. You look around Western New York, people say, well, you can't be a good, there's not a lot of, this is a great area for golf. Rochester, the Rochester market's one of the best markets in the country for supporting golf. We have, we've got the PGA Seniors Championship next year, which we need to talk about. We have the Porter Cup, which is one of the premier amateur events in Western New York. You'll see the best players literally in the world that are amateurs playing it. We have the event down at Peak and Peak coming up.
The Lecon Health Challenge, yes.
And so the Lecon Health Challenge is coming up, and we have some involvement there. Are we still running the qualifier for that? So give us a little information on that qualifier if you're an interested player. Let's see, what would you have to do?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're interested in trying to make a run on the PGA Tour, mm-hmm. We host a qualifier at Shorewood Country Club in Dunkirk mm-hmm. on Monday, July 2nd, open to 154 participants. Mm-hmm. And all you need to be is a 2 handicap index or under to compete. And it usually, last year, I think we had, I want to say there was about 8 spots into the actual event at Peak and Peak, which runs the end of that week, the mm-hmm. 5th through the 8th, I think, this year, which is with some of the best players
in July, right?
In 5th the world,
through
in July.
Yep.
Yes, and it was amazing last year that the qualifying score, well, just to make get into the playoff for the qualifying score, was 64 at Shorewood. So that shows you how good these guys are. But you never know. And mm-hmm. I would give it a try. And maybe you could play against some of the best in the world at Peak and Peak come July.
Is Dudley Hart going to be there?
Dudley Hart played in the Health Challenge last year. Okay. I hope he makes an appearance again this year.
I thought I heard he was going to be down there. I don't know that to be a fact. Another Western New York yes. PGA professional.
Yes.
He's a member of our section, isn't he, still?
He's a member of our section, Dudley Hart, yeah.
Dudley Hart, PGA Tour player. He's about to enter the Senior Tour player. I think I heard he's going to be down there. Porter Cup, that's another nice event. But tell us about now, there's some deal, too, with the PGA Seniors Championship coming to Oak Hill next year. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah, and you spoke about how the Rochester community really revolves around golf. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. There's really no other community that is that golf friendly. They sold out amateur volunteers in one day for next year's Senior PGA Championship. And this year's just ended. We're going to be hosting it next year at Oak Hill, mid-May, and tickets are going on sale soon. And actually, we have a pretty cool deal. If you contact your local PGA professional, you can get 10% off senior PGA tickets for Oak Hill.
And there's different packages there, right? I mean, there's all, you could get a weekly badge, you can get the badges to tents, all this and that. So yeah, if you're planning on going, you got a PGA professional, contact your PGA professional.
Yeah, you get a nice deal.
Yeah, if you're going to buy them, you always save 10%.
Right.
Yeah. I'm an old Pollock. I'm going to save a few bucks. So, so this is an active section. This is an active time in Western New York for golf, and we are fortunate that this is what we get to do. The weather's finally good. May, I think I heard this week, May was the hottest month on the warmest May in record since they've been keeping records or something. I'm getting a little flustered here because I work at a golf course, and a month like that will run you a little ragged, but it's been great. But the warmest month in record, let's hope July is not, or June's not that hot. But looking forward, what do we got on our calendar for the Western New York PGA for the month of June?
The month of June, we have a few more pro-ams. Next week, we head to Bartlett Country Club for our annual pro-am, Lakeview Country Club for our annual pro-am, and then the Monday after is our Children's Hospital pro-am at Craigburn for the Oshai Hospital, which is a great event to be involved in. I think you're playing, Jeff, maybe?
I'm going to make a rare appearance there. I've picked on a lot of my peers for a long time, and now I actually got to go put a score up. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I'm looking forward to it. I've been working on my game again. It's fun to actually think about competing again and to start hitting some balls, working on your short game, trying to identify your weaknesses, trying to build your confidence, you know, getting ready to be in the tournament arena. As you know, and as I know, that there's a big difference between being a club golfer, playing with your buddies, and then when you actually got to put a score on the board at the end, playing, you know, the best courses with the rough up, with the pins tucked, with the best players around. That, to me, it's a ton of fun to get out there and be able to do something like that. That's where I wish when I was a kid we had something like the Western New York PGA Junior Tour so I could become more comfortable being in more tournaments and stuff like that. Now, I've played in a whole bunch. I'm pretty comfortable now, but it's as a kid, and when you're learning, that's it is a great way to learn to play. If you play hockey and then you go play in a tournament, it's different. You know, there's a different level of participation, a different level of energy and everything else. Same thing with golf tournaments here. Steve, what else can you tell us? You know, tell us, I guess I'd like to talk a little bit more about junior golf, okay? Something I'm pretty passionate about. You know, there's nothing more fun as a PGA professional to get up and think, hey, I got 30, 40 kids coming to learn golf today. You see them at the green. They're running on the putting green, dragging the putter behind them. You know, they think it's the coolest thing ever. Tell us about junior golf. What if you were, you don't have any kids yet, but when you're, if you're raising kids, what's the most important thing you think to have kids get into the game of golf?
I think that there's many ways you can get involved, but first and foremost, you want to get involved in something that's fun. So something I think about right now that's coming up the end of June, I think June 24th is our first one, is called Drive, Chip, and Putt. It's a local competition, which is free to anyone that wants to sign up. And they go through a competition's basic skills, driving, chipping, putting, and they actually have the chance to go to Augusta National for the Masters, and that starts actually this coming month, June 24th.
The drive,
and
chip, then, putts?
Yeah.
And we've had two local kids in the last 2 years get down to Augusta. Zhang last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if I had a kid right now and wanted to get involved in golf and didn't know what to do, at least bring them to drive, chip, and putt, see if they're at least interested in it. It's open to kids ages starting at 7.
What an atmosphere, too, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see. And
you got 180 kids or something like that?
We average about 180 kids, which is amazing. And watching the funny thing is watching their parents on the sideline biting their nails. They're taking three drives. Oh, is it in the target? It's just so fun. It's a lot of fun. And we're fortunate enough, we host four locals this year. Two are actually in Buffalo, Briarwood, and our home site, Fox Valley. And then we actually have the sub-regional championship this year, which some of the top players from our locals and other section locals will head to your course, Glen Oak, in August and compete to try to make it to the next step, which I think is Winged Foot this year.
Jeez.
At the regionals. Yeah, they give them some nice facilities to play at. And then if you make it through Winged Foot, you play at Augusta National next year. Not bad.
Yeah, and that's the best day of TV, golf TV, that year, this Sunday before the Masters. Now, Can we? Are we allowed to tell the parents not to tell their kids to keep their head down, keep their left arm straight, keep your eye on the ball, throw the club at the target? Can we tell parents not to do that? Because all those things are not helping their golf swings.
All I would say is contact your local PGA professional and bring them to a lesson. And talking about PGA professionals and lessons, and another way to get your kids involved in golf is PGA Junior League, because that combines both. It combines teaching from some of the best in the business with PGA professionals, as well as competition. And we've talked about it numerous times on the show, PGA Junior League. And this year is actually, we're all set. We've got five different divisions competing throughout the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a lot of players. We have five divisions, just under 400 kids competing on our Junior League this year.
And as of 2 years ago, what do we have? Maybe 100 kids?
Yeah, we're up about 25% just from last year on Junior League because it's such a fun and great program. And our foundation, speaking of, we actually sponsored a first tee of Western New York team this year, getting those kids access to Junior League. So I'm excited to see some of their matches. And again, we have a championship this year for Junior League going to Glen Oak.
Oh, yeah, I keep mentioning all the Glen Oak things. Funny how that worked out. Yeah. Actually, it just happens that we're huge supporters of junior golf and exposing everybody to golf. So we just want to have everybody out there and create an atmosphere where people, you know, can come and play.
Yeah, and we're so fortunate, Jeff. Like I said, we run 35 junior tour events around our section. That means 35 PGA professionals around our great section give back to the game of golf and juniors. So, you know, whether it be our home site, Foxvale or Chautauqua Golf Club they were recently at, or Lakeview Country Club today for our juniors, we're just so fortunate that we have PGA professionals that are back junior golf in our area.
Yeah, and I think for this segment we have covered a bit of the Western New York PGA, and as I'm always happy to do it. When we come back from the break, we're gonna talk a little bit more about what's going on in the golf world, you know, other than Western New York. And it's 7:25 in the morning, and you're listening to Tee to Green Radio on WGR 55.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
And we're back. We're going to have Kevin Sylvester on to talk to us about what's going on down there. He's down at the Memorial, which is being led currently by Kyle Stanley and this Neiman guy. I have no idea who Neiman is. Kevin, are you there? Can you fill me in on who Mr. Neiman is and what he's doing down there at the Memorial?
Oh, Joaquin Neiman, yes.
Joaquin Neiman.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, the actor. Ah. He's from Chile. Oh. And he was one of the top amateurs in the world. He turned pro just before the Valero Texas Open and finished in the top five.
Jeez.
There. So
I should know who he is.
Yeah, well, no, there's a lot of people who don't. So don't feel bad about that because it's really this is only the second tournament where he's been in the top of the leaderboard. But the kid can play. He has game like so many young players today. And, it's to see how he does on moving day because you mentioned the leaders, but the chase pack is where it's star-studded heading into day three of the Memorial. I mean, you've got Jason Day at 8-under par. Dustin Johnson's there at 6-under par. Phil Mickelson is at 4. Tiger's at 5. I mean, you've got – and I'm leaving out. Siwoo Kim is in the mix there. There's a lot of great names. Matsuyama's won it before. That are going to be chasing Kyle Stanley and Ben Hahn down.
A little bit of excitement there yesterday with Tiger holing out a wedge. Could you hear that when you were out there, Kev?
Yeah, so I was on the front side of the golf course following Bo Hostler, and you can imagine the gallery was smaller for Bo than it was for Tiger, but you could hear the roars around the golf course. You know, it's a hilly golf course, so there are some echoes in there. And, yes, you can hear the roars when Tiger hold out for eagle on the 11th hole, which, by the way, is just a superb golf hole. I mean, it's hard to pick your favorite golf hole at Muirfield Village Golf Club because the entire place, Jeff, is just outstanding.
Kev, you've been to some pretty, pretty cool places following the PGA Tour around, doing PGA Tour radio. How's this rank? How's the memorial? Well, I mean, it almost has a major feel when you watch it.
Yes. It's funny. We were talking about that yesterday. You know, my volunteer car driver was asking me, all right, so where's this rank? And I'm like, boy, this is close. It's close to the top, if not the top. I mean, the players, TDC Sawgrass, you know, that's a special place. Pebble Beach is great, you know, gorgeous. Man, 1 through 18 here, Deerfield Village, it does have a major feel with the field, with Jack Nicklaus, you know, and you've seen him around all over the place.
Oh, yeah, Jack's on
old
property.
Old school scoreboards, right. There's not electric scoreboards, so maybe two on the golf course, but everything is done the old school way. They had a marker scoring with him with a shirt and tie, walking the entire golf course. Everything looks perfect. It is great. And you know, given it's only a five and a half hour drive to Buffalo, that's a trip every golf fan should make so much for the memorial.
Do you know who you have? Have you got your assignment for today, Kev? Who are you going to be following around today? Do you know yet, or is that when you get to work this morning?
I know today I'll be with Dustin Johnson and Siwoo Kim early. I was with Dustin his first two rounds. So, you know, he was playing with Jason Day and Rory McIlroy. And then I think I'll shift down to Jason Day if Dustin doesn't have anything going on. I'm just going out a little earlier than Jason Day. So if Dustin gets something going early on, then I'll stick with him. If not, I'll probably slide back to Jason Day. You know, who's shot back-to-back rounds of 68. You know, if you shoot 68 every day, you should win this tournament.
You think?
Yeah. And Dustin Johnson with a 66 yesterday changed putters. And
he's not the spider?
The round yesterday, I go, why'd you change putters? He's like, well, you know, I just went back to the putter that I used last year. I hadn't used it at all this year, and I don't know why. And I pressed my morning, like, well, I didn't roll very well. I just thought I'd go back to old trusty. And, well, it worked. I mean, he went from 58 in strokes game putting to round one to 25th in round two, made seven birdies as opposed to two that he had in the first round. So there's something to that putter. And, Jeff, you know, more and more I see more of these pros using the TaylorMade Spider putter. And, you know, it's guys making birdie. So there's something to that thing.
So he was using a spider, or he switched back to a spider?
Yeah.
Or he has two different spiders?
Two different spider ones, yeah.
Okay.
So he used a traditional one yesterday. It's kind of a gunmetal gray color. You know, you think of that putter, Jason Day, I think the most popular, when he went on his run to number one, the red spider putter. And Sergio's putter he used when he won the Masters. And more players went to it. And so Dustin, you know, you think about all the putters you've seen Dustin use over here. He's blade style when he won the U.S. Open. And then he's gone, you know, went to a mallet, and then he went to that spider. And then he used a modified spider that he debuted at the Players' Championship along with his Aimpoint Express system. And he used that on Thursday, but then changed to the old one on Friday. So I expect to see him, you know, use the one he used yesterday, being the hot putter. You got to go with that one.
And it's
what I'm told is that it's got a toe hang like a blade putter.
Really? I thought they were all face balanced.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Kevin Hofstetter about this, so maybe it was Dave Petronic over at Woods the Wedges. And we'll have him on to explain this better. Maybe you know, Jeff. Yeah. I know he told me something how it's balanced like a blade putter, and that's why the tour players love it.
Okay, yeah. Well, what happens is if you take a face balance putter and you balance it on your finger, it stays at 90 degrees to the ground, and that helps a little bit with off-center, and it fits different strokes. A blade putter, if you hang it off your finger, the toe will droop down usually about a quarter of the way. They call that quarter droop. You can have different amounts of droop. So typically those spider putters have been face balanced. So maybe that's why he likes it, because you can feel a little bit of the flow of the toe through, you know, that's why people like the answer style putter, because that you can feel a little bit of the toe.
That's what those guys were explaining to me. That's why it works. That's why it's so popular in tour players.
And Jason Day seems to be perking up a little bit lately, last few weeks, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he's won twice this year. And he's on this quest to, you know, regain number one, which is great. And, you know, he's sick a little bit earlier. He's lost 10 pounds in the last week due to an illness, which I wish he'd have divulged before I shook his hand. But, you know, it's just, he's a member at Muirfield, right?
Oh.
And You could criticize because he hasn't had great finishes here. Though last year he finished tied for 15th. But when you're Jason Day, the expectations are you're going to be top five, you know, or win the golf. He shot 32-32 on the front nine, even though they're flipped on, you know, outward nine, inward nine for him. But he's got to figure out the backside today. You know, holes 10 through 18, he shot 36 both days on, you know, the back nine. If you're going to win a golf tournament, you've got to make some birdies. I think you need to be a couple under 300 par coming in, at least one of the days. So we'll see if he's able to do that today. We're not expecting any weather delays today in the area. It's a little breezy here this morning. Temperatures are a little bit cooler, so conditions should be perfect for these guys. But the breeze is there. That'll be a challenge because, you know, there are some holes. You think of 12 where many say, you know, Jack had Augusta's 12th in mind when he made a 12th hole at Muirfield Village. And winds could be an issue there. You got to cover all water, and it's a very narrow green protected by bunkers. And yesterday, both Rory McIlroy and Jason Day put in the front bunker because they got the wind wrong.
Well, geez, Kev, you make me want to get in a car and drive down there and watch the event this weekend, but unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to. But we'll be getting together next week. We're up at Niagara Falls Country Club for the Women's Porter Cup, right?
Yes, yeah, looking forward to that. You know, that's been a great tournament. The women's senior open, U.S. Open. I'm thinking senior open because John Smoltz qualified for the.
I saw that.
Open,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But the women's open this weekend, and I remember the very first women's Porter Cup they had at Niagara Falls Country Club, Brooke Henderson was the winner and had an incredible final round. To win the tournament, and of course she's a star now on the LPGA Tour, so
yeah.
There's some great lady golfers that'll be up there for that, and we're looking forward to being there.
Great, Kev. Well, you have fun today. We'll be listening to you on the radio, and hope you get a good group and see a lot of action, and we'll catch you next week at Niagara Falls Country Club for the Women's Porter Cup.
Hey, you got it. Hey, Jeff, one quick thing, because a lot of people ask me, like, wow, you know, I don't have satellite radio to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the PGA Tour app, all right, if you download the PGA Tour app, you know, and just go to the leaderboard section, there's an icon there, a headphone icon. You just click on that, you can listen for free. So you don't need to subscribe or have SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. You can listen for free there or on, you know, Yahoo Sports PGA Tour leaderboard. There's icons there, so you can find our coverage free.
All right, great.
Start today, 1 p.m.
I'll be listening for you. I'll be listening to you, Kev.
Okay,
so don't make any mistakes, all right? No, like, did
I'll
you?
Try not to.
All right, Kev. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.
You got it.
All right, golfers. Right now, it's also time for our PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. Well, this week there is no PGA Seniors Tour event because last week they had the PGA Seniors Championship in Michigan, which was won by Paul Broadhurst. He was at 8 under par, beating Tim Petrovic by 6, who was at 2 under par. And we had a local PGA professional play in there, Kirk Stauffer. Steve, you got down there to watch Kirk play a few holes. What was that experience like?
It was pretty exciting to watch one of our local professionals competing on that stage. And I watched Kirk for actually 27 holes practicing. Mm-hmm. And I think he only missed one fairway that entire time, so it was fun to watch in Benton Shores, or Benton Harbor, Michigan. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I work with Tim Freeze, PGA, who played there 2 years ago in the same event, so it's supposed to be a pretty cool place, pretty neat event. So that's the PGA Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care. Also, something coming up, we had this for the first major. We call it the Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors Challenge. Our contest for each major is a chance to win a great prize pack. Each major, we will run this contest. Follow on Twitter at BrianWGR on Twitter for details for this week. So basically, you pick the players for the next major, the U.S. Open, and whoever has the best player pick, the most money, is going to win it. They win a great prize pack. They win like a night in the hotel. They get some gaming money, some food. Pretty cool event. So if you're into trying to pick players for events, which is very difficult to do, follow Brian at BrianWGR on Twitter to get details for the Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors Challenge. All right, we wanted to get to the tip of the week real quick, Steve. Western New York PGA tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Hey, we're both Western New York PGA. All right, this week we're going to talk about pre-shot routine on the golf course. So as a college coach and as a golf coach, I place a lot of importance on pre-shot routine. You think of the analogy I like to use is a free throw shooter in basketball. He does the same number of spins, the same number of bounces, the same knee flex, blah, blah, blah. Same thing in golf. When you watch a good player, you can tell that player, you can almost put a clock to how long it's going to take them to go through their pre-shot routine. So what I'm suggesting to players out there is develop a routine. You want to have one for your full swing, and you want to have one for putting. They'll be a little bit different. You know, you want to make it quick. If you spend, there's a direct correlation between how long you stand over the ball and how successful your shot's going to be. If you watch the best players in the world, they're always looking at their target while they're making their, they're always moving. You know, they're going to get up over the ball. They're going to do the same thing, take their grip, take the same number of steps, line up the same way, do everything the same way and at the same pace. You don't want, what you see from poor players versus good players often is a poor player will freeze and stare down at the ball and start thinking of a million things in his golf swing, right? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. When you watch good players, they're going to keep moving and their eyes are going to be on the target more than they're going to be on the golf ball. The best way to have your pre-shot routine is to get up, start from aligning behind the golf ball. You never want to stand astride your golf ball. Go behind the golf ball, pick out an intermediate target, get a good grip. Get in there, get set up the same way every time. Check your ball position, check your face alignment, you know, trust your alignment, then look at your target. And look at your target while you keep moving. And as soon as your eyes come back from the target to the golf ball, you want to have a trigger in your golf swing that gets the swing started. Now, every good player has a trigger. You want to add this into your pre-shot routine. Mine is I tend to tap my right heel. So if I get up over the ball, I'm looking at the target as much as I can. I'm trying to waggle and keep moving. When my eyes get back to the ball, I tap my right heel twice, and that's my trigger to go. Then my swing starts. Okay. So if I have a pre-shot routine, when I'm under pressure, it makes me relax. It makes me comfortable. It's something I've done 100,000 times. It's just another shot. An 8-iron from 150 is an 8-iron from 150 on the golf course. And that routine gets me into that. That takes, if you do something different every time you get up over the ball, how are you going to be consistent? In your job, if you do something different every time you're trying to fix it, how are you ever going to be consistent? So if you don't have a pre-shot routine, it would be something I would go out there on the golf course and as I was working on it today. It'll be a little awkward at first because you might be thinking about your routine. But if you're thinking about your routine, you're not worried about the extraneous things like the bad, you know, the misses or anything else. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to be thinking about your routine today. I'd suggest go out today and play. Try to have a routine. If you break your routine, it's okay to go back and start over. What you want to do is, you know, be focused enough that that doesn't happen too much, or that your routine's short enough so that if you do have to break it and go back, it's not causing a delay in play. See, the other thing we talked about is how good you play when you play quickly. We've been having a big push at Glen Oak. We're trying to get players to play faster. You know, just being aware of their pace of play. What are your thoughts when you watch golf? You know, you've seen millions and millions of golfers, I imagine. What can you tell us about this pre-shot routine and how you see it affect good players?
Yeah, Jeff, and I think you hit it spot on. Consistency is key. Doing the same thing. You watch MLB players at bat and how many waggles of the bat they take. You know, they unfold their batting gloves. So that's definitely, consistency is key in timing. I think it's a little misconstrued with a pre-shot routine and how long it should be. You know, some people think it should be a lengthy process. Well, like you said, it should be quick. And on the PGA Tour and professional
like
events,
in
Western New York PGA Junior Tour events, you get 35 seconds to find your yardage and hit your shot.
Mm-hmm.
So your pre-shot routine should fit into that timing because, you know, you got other golfers around you, you got groups behind you, you got groups in front of you, and you got to think about them too. And playing in a timely fashion is important, but also being comfortable, I understand, is important. And some people don't actually practice this. So what I would say to add to your tip is when you're hitting balls on the range, you can even bring a timer with you too if you want. Practice your pre-shot routine. That's what you should be doing on the range as well, so you're comfortable when you go into tournaments. You shouldn't be, you know, a lot of people go on the range and they just be whacking balls as many as they can.
Right.
Pick out a target. Take a club that 150 yards and practice your pre-shot routine too as well.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. If you're getting ready for your pre-round warm-up, at least make your last several shots. You go through your routine as you would on the golf course. I often like, if I'm going to hit 3-wood off the first tee, I'm going to go through my routine 3 or 4 times with that 3-wood and envision that shot I'm hitting on the first hole. Well, hopefully that helps the golfers today. We're going to head off to break. It's 7:46 a.m. here in beautiful Western New York. And we'll catch you on the other side of the commercials.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
I hit some good shots in there and felt like I had nice control of pretty much everything. Unfortunately, just didn't make. I missed a lot of short putts, which is something I don't normally do, which is just frustrating. I got to clean that up for coming this weekend, and hopefully I can get it going. I mean, if I hit the ball like this on the weekend, then I got a great chance of winning this tournament.
That was Tiger Woods, who had a nice 5-under par round yesterday, holed a nice wedge, got the crowd fired up, is showing a bit of spark lately, and he's really been entertaining us golf fans for a long, long time. Steve, one of my favorite stories is years ago, PGA Teaching and Coaching Summit, Butch Harmon was there. We were sitting chatting with Butch Harmon afterwards, and he was coaching Tiger at the time, and you hear Tiger say, hey, I missed a bunch of putts, inside the short putts. He told us Tiger would make 103 footers, one-handed, right-handed, before he went to bed every night. If he got to 98 and missed it, he'd start over. But he also told us that at the time, this is when Tiger was the best player in the world. He's that if they had a 72-hole putting contest, you made the hardest putt on all 72 greens instead of winning by 5, which Tiger was winning by each week, he'd win by 10. So when Tiger was the best player in the world, he was the best putter in the world. And if you're missing short putts, it can be frustrating to any golfer. You hit it in there close, you think you got a great opportunity, or even the two putts. You lag it up there to 3-4, and you want to make it. It just seems so deflating when you miss those short putts. It kills your momentum. Anybody who doesn't believe in momentum doesn't play golf, because it's intertwined with confidence. We talked earlier about drills and routine. I think putting routine is also very, very important. We talked about the short game routine. The putting routine will just be as equally important. And one of the things I like to tell people about their putting routine is make sure you visualize success, okay? I'm trying to make that putt. I'm not trying to get that putt close. I'm going to visualize that putt dropping in the center of the hole. So when I look at a golf hole, I've got a straight putt at the golf hole. If the putt's straight, I'm trying to roll it in at 6 o'clock on a clock dial. If it's right to left, maybe it's coming in at 9 o'clock. But I'm going to visualize that speed. I'm going to visualize that break as I'm making my practice strokes, looking at the hole and watching that ball drop in. I'll even try to hear the sound of the ball drop in. And then I get up, I line up, I use the side stripe on my golf ball to make sure I know where I'm aimed. I get up, I line my alignment on my putter with that side stripe. Sometimes it may not look where you want it to look. I mean, because your eyes can play tricks on you, whether your eyes are over the ball, inside the ball, right eye dominant, left eye, all those issues. So you have to trust it. I get up over it. I'll do the same thing. I bounce my putter once or twice just to take the grip pressure off. Look at the hole, look back at the ball, and let it go. So I'll have a quick pre-shot routine and just make sure that you get in there, you're confident, you're locked and loaded, and you pull the trigger. When you start to have trouble with your putting or those short putts, confidence disappears and you start to get these involuntary twitches. So anytime you can have a nice routine that builds and instills confidence and you're visualizing success, you're going to have more success hitting a putt. Watching golfers today, do you have any tips to add to that with watching people putt and how they can improve their putting routine, Steve?
Yeah, and I think we saw it recently on the PGA Tour with Jason Duffner at the Players' Championship. He hit the ball solid, irons, driver, and he couldn't make a putt. And I think that's what cost him the victory. And for local players, I would suggest, first of all, spend a lot of time on the practice putting green. You don't need to hit a million irons and a million drivers, because that's where your game is. You have to put it in the hole. Second of all, find something that works for you. There's so many different putters. There's so many different putting styles. Practice and figure out what makes the most sense for you. I'm a heel shafted putter. I can't look at any other type of putter, but there's also side saddle stroke. There's claw grips. There's longer putters. So find something that works for you and stick to it.
I think stick to it's the key word there.
Yes.
If you're fishing every day with a different putter, that's tough.
Yes, exactly. So find something that you really feel comfortable with, and then stick to it and practice your putting. That's the most important part.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Custom Turf built pimped out my basement. You know, I've got a putting green down there. One of my favorite drills, and I mentioned on the show a lot, is a chalk line. You know, I put a snap a chalk line down on a perfectly straight putt for 3-4 feet, and you just roll putts up a chalk line. So if you're out there today working on your putting, you know, or you're going to the course, get there a little early, snap a chalk line down on the green. Make sure you move around because your superintendent will kill you if you stand in one spot and ruin his green. But snap a chalk line down and watch those putts go in. Listen to the putt. Make 30, 40 in a row on a 3-foot chalk line, and you see how your confidence builds. You'll get up, I know points in my career, I get up over 3-4 footers. They look super easy. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, and one thing, if you're playing in a tournament, especially and you're at a golf course, it's finding the speed. A lot of the time, you know, you're gonna miss putts maybe by a quarter of an inch most of the time. Mm-hmm. But if your second putt is another 10-footer after you just had a 10-footer, mm-hmm. that's not good. So you watch a lot of the tour players, and when they're practicing on the putting green, they're not even hitting to the holes. Mm-hmm. They're figuring out the speed of the green. So I would say put some tees down on the green.
Like a ladder drill?
Exactly, like mm-hmm. a ladder drill, and just figure out your speed at 3 feet, at 10 feet, at 20 feet before you actually start putting to a hole.
Yeah, and if you're looking at if you're three putting a lot, when you look at your three putts, see if it's based on speed because you didn't get the speed right, or if it was based on, you know, how you stroke the putter, if you got the line right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. It was dominated by PGA professionals. I think that's the way it should always be. But next week we'll have Brian Colziel and Kevin Sylvester, and we will be up at Niagara Falls Country Club preparing for the Women's Porter Cup. We look forward to that. Go out and play golf today and enjoy your beautiful day here in Western New York. Thank you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.